We're here to take action on three major projects and to hear concepts of projects that are waiting to go through the process. And our normal leader, Mr. Eddie Coxey, is not here this evening. So, Mr. Dan, are you going to do the honors of explaining and establishing the quorum?
I am going to try, ma'am.
Okay.
I hope I make it. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, call roll. Mark Blackwell. Jim Bronner.
Here.
Randall Cummings.
Here.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Sarah Clanton.
Here.
Tom Pendleton.
Here.
Frank Preston.
Here.
Joey Staples.
Here.
Carl Pride.
Here.
Madam Chairman, we do have a quorum.
We do indeed. Again, are there explanations for tonight's meeting that need to be read?
Okay. Taney County Planning Commission, Craig repeating procedures. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held for final approval on Division 3 applications presented at the previous Monday's public hearing and to hear new concept requests to be presented at the next monthly public hearing. Final votes will be heard first. Each project will be reviewed and decided upon by the commission. There are no sign-up sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the chairman or the commission. If you do not accept the decision of this commission, you may appeal to the Board of Adjustment. Applications for the Board of Adjustments are available in the planning office. Concepts will be heard following the final vote. If you're presenting a concept at this meeting, your name or the name of the project will be called. At that time, please come forward and address the commission. Your proposal will be heard and additional documentation may be requested for public hearing next month. No public comments will be heard at this meeting with the exception of the applicant or persons with information requested by the commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Madam Chairman, I have a couple of other things I need to announce.
Okay.
I'd like to know. Planning and Zoning Commission is making a move. This is kind of a quick, tight deal. We're going to start the move tomorrow, so we'll be vacating our old office. One thing that will affect for sure is the decision of records. If your project is approved tonight, those decision of records will not be ready for processing until at least next Monday. And we will have signs and instructions, and our phones should be changed immediately so you can contact us through phone. Okay. And the second one I need to bring up, that Road and Bridge on Thursday approved their new Road and Bridge program. Therefore, it would be effective tonight. For anything you apply tonight, the new road standards should apply.
And will we get copies of the new road standards?
Yes.
Right? Okay. And when?
Next meeting.
Okay.
That's all I have. Now.
Where are you moving to? Is it a secret?
Yeah. Where are you moving to?
You said you're moving, but you didn't say where you were moving to.
Los Angeles. As you come in the door, it's the old mail room. It was next to the 911 office, or the old 911 office.
In this building?
In this building. Right. Well, I said it's in that area. Well, no, it was down here.
Is there enough room?
It's back by this exit. No.
He doesn't know where he's moving to either.
I don't.
So somebody
We found out at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and I thought it was someplace else. So it's around, it's out by the East Texas.
Maybe they'll have signs there for you tomorrow.
We'll have signs.
Okay.
Show the phone lock where to go, sir. Okay.
Okay. First item on the agenda tonight, then, is approval of the meetings from June 8th and June 15th. Assuming that you have read those minutes, would entertain a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion that we approve.
Okay. Sean has made the motion that we approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, Joy has seconded. All those in favor of approving the minutes from June 8th and June 15th as submitted, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Okay. Final votes tonight, the Taney County Farmers Market and Swap Meet, Do we have the representative from that project here? Yes? No? Did he know he was supposed to be here tonight?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Okay. We're looking for a representative from the Taney County Farmers Market and Swap Meet.
That's odd.
Okay. We'll move on. First Security Auto, Mount Branson Storage, and we do have a representative here, okay? And you may want to move up front because we probably will have some questions for you. Mr. Kowalski, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, again, this is an auto sales use on an existing property. They are asking for, I think if I understood correctly, 15 to 17 cars to be basically sold as used automobiles at 889 East Highway 76. So discussion from the commission, please.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I think I stated last week and still believe that 15 is too many for that area. I was actually by there this week and I didn't count them, but there were two way down farther on the right-hand side, the parking spaces we were talking about before that were right in front of the driveway, parked there when I went by, which is just, I mean, it's just really blocking that up. And with U-Hauls coming down through there, it's not enough room for that many. Not there in that area. And I know last week we discussed the possibility of allowing a certain amount there, and then if there was a place where they could park a few more for inventory, but never up front. And honestly, one of the things that concerns me, and Eddie's not here to back this up tonight, but when we went by to talk to him the first time, they moved them and then moved them back 3 days later. And so, you know, I'm afraid if we approve them for more than that, they're going to end up down there on that sales lot more than 12 anyway, or more than whatever.
And that's
anyway, and so that's a concern to me that it's already kind of been done once. They were moved off the lot and then moved back on the lot just a few days later.
And that driveway is the only access into that entire property, and that's a problem. Yeah. Okay, other discussion?
Just to say, I don't necessarily have a problem with the auto lot. It's just the number of cars that they're asking for. I think it's too high.
You know, Eddie went down to look at.
I thought he said last week five per business, but I think there's room for maybe a few more than that. I mean, looking at it, I want to be reasonable, but I do think 15 is too many. But what concerns me as much as anything, if we say 15 and you can keep a few more in inventory, that they end up inking their way down and we end up with 15, 16, 17 down there anyway. And that concerns me. So, because it's kind of already been shown that.
You got a number in mind, Sean?
12. I think it's a pretty good number. I think it's,
as a maximum.
As a maximum. I mean, going out there and looking at it, that I think that's pretty reasonable. Gives their customers places to park, and they can keep from parking on that one side, and still gives them a pretty reasonable inventory. Not exactly what they were wanting, but it does keep those cars from hopefully being parked on that side where the U-Hauls or whatever would pull in and out there. That's where it really starts to get tight, and then somebody parks behind those cars, and it really starts to block it up.
Okay. Other concerns from the commission? Anybody?
Is it reasonable to ask to delineate a emergency vehicle access zone to where maybe a number is not as critical as making sure that no one parks in that zone?
Mr. Kowalski, do you want to respond to that?
Well, it's the zone, if you look at it going up, which would be the east side, if you take the end of the parking spaces, that'll come right down to the curb line.
Yeah.
And if they went in on the east side of it, and they tandemed the one, and then single parked the rest down, if you drew that angle down, you'd have full parking lane coming in.
I don't disagree with that, but just for example, this last week I was over there, and there were two cars, two Mustangs or something. I don't even know what they were. I don't remember. But they were parked way down by the road.
I went in. Right? And talked to them. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
No, I'm
all
not right. arguing that. I went out and
okay.
talked to them.
Okay. Right. But we were working on our decision. Right, exactly. And we're just now working on our decision. So knowing we're going to be over there, and they are still parked that way. You know, 2 years, 3 years down the road.
Either way, it'd be difficult to enforce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, without going over and checking.
And again, differentiating the automobiles that are for sale versus the ones that are just parked there is a difficult kind of thing, too.
He's got tags on most of them. Yeah. Okay. I can get tagged on all of them.
So if I came and parked there, would they sell my car?
Well,
I was.
They might.
Other comments, please. Anybody ready for a motion?
What were you thinking, Frank, when you were asking that question? That if we had
to physically delineate with paint markings that no parking zone to make it a corridor for emergency vehicles. I'm not opposed to the car lot by any means, but it is critical that you keep emergency access there. But again, how do we enforce that?
I think it's a good idea to at least have that along with, maybe in conjunction with both, to just try to, you know, avoid as much as we can that issue.
Okay. Make a motion, Betty.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun one. All right.
Okay.
I make a motion that we approve the car lot with a maximum number of cars for sale of 12. And also that there's a designated no parking area behind the five parking spaces on the east side of the lot near the Highway 76.
For emergency vehicle access.
Yeah.
In most parking lots, don't they indicate that by saying fire lane? It's a red lane.
It's common, yes.
Isn't that what the normal marking is?
That needs to be all the way up, for example. Where you're
I've seen that in many areas. Not that it's observed.
Keep it open. That's a good idea.
Okay, that's the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Pike? That's good. That's what I was waiting for. On the, I don't know where that corner is at. Right there on that side, right down that. I mean, there's parking spaces all the way up to here, and then there's parking spaces all the way up to here already that are marked. So I don't know what else you would mark out of a normal. I mean, what's different there than a normal? Where the issue is they're parking right down in here.
If there's cars on each side right there, someone pulls up there to look at buying a car, they're going to park right in the middle of the road.
That's why I was thinking with 12, there would still be room for three or four customers.
Like you know, there's probably chances are they might not be able to force it more than that.
Right.
But if they park in the middle of the road, then they're going to obstruct it all the way up the route.
I don't know how we designate that, though.
And that's why Frank's suggestion for painting it as an emergency access. Okay. The
Is
motion
there
has
you
been
to
made.
On
the
that
second was
Carl Pratt.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
right
just right in this area right here.
Okay.
He switched up.
Okay.
Okay.
Discussion, and is this coming through? This is not a land use change. This is a special use permit, right? Somebody?
That is my understanding, yes. I'm going to have to double check. I'm sorry,
why?
I just got on me.
I don't. Yeah, regular. I mean, it's just It's a different use of that property because it's way different than what was there before.
But you don't want that to go with the property forever.
Well, I mean, if he wants to sell the car lot, he should be able to do that.
Oh, okay. In case, okay. So I retract my question about special use.
She's looking it up.
Oh, okay.
It would make sense to me if it was a commercial property. Okay.
No, it's commercial.
Okay. Okay. So this is a auto sales on commercial property. Okay. Ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion, as you have heard it, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries then. So,
thank you.
Okay. Next project is Pirano Estates. This is a large single-family residence subdivision, 318 lots. It was previously zoned for multifamily, single-family and multi-use kind of things. Mr. Wolf is the representative of this project. Discussion on this.
All remaining lots are buildable.
And meet the minimums. I know they do. Good city Nigeria, isn't
it? Yeah. It is. And were we going to have him reserve the bottom corner for an alternative exit when if that new road comes through?
Yeah.
That was a question last week.
Yeah, we talked about this bottom.
That was one of the questions.
The record if the road is available to connect to, that they'd be willing to give up a lot to connect it to for access later.
Yeah. Okay. Is that Mr. Pirano sitting next to you by any chance?
No. Okay. No, he's in California.
Okay. Just checking.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve, provided that last addition.
I would like to inform Mr. Wolf that as part of the new road standards, I'll just read it. Section 15, public infrastructure improvements by developer. Subdivisions with 50 homes or more may be required to make public infrastructure improvements such as turn lanes or turn pockets or other public improvements. These improvements may be required due to the impact of additional traffic on high traffic roads. The Tinney County Commission has the right to enforce any or all of these improvements. As was discussed last week with Tinney County Commission, it's my recommendation that due to the high traffic on Coon Creek, that a turn lane and turn pocket be added to the entrance of this particular development because of the negative impact without having such, and that to be paid for by the and built by the developer. Okay. Something new. It's been discussed several times, but...
Okay. Does that need to be part of the motion, or is that presented as information for Mr. Wolf as the representative for the developer?
I would say at this point in time it needs to be part of the decision or record, and if there's to be an appeal or something, the only people that can change that recommendation is the Tinney County Commission.
Okay.
Well, we'd have to follow all of the new regulations that were passed. I guess right. It was passed Thursday, right?
Yes, sir.
That, we're going to have to adhere to that on the size of the road, stormwater, and everything. So it should be just common policy, I would think, from here on.
Okay.
Except in this case, when it is your recommendation, I like to see it on the decision of record as your recommendation.
There's going to have to be road plans done on it, too, that the road and bridge is going to have to approve. In there anyhow?
Okay.
Are we but adding to something
that's already just taken care of?
We've dealt with the motion, and the comment is information to be included in the decision of record.
So we're going to have to do that every time now?
Not necessarily, no.
I think it's so new that...
Case by case, depending on location and number of homes, and proximity to major intersections or major travelways.
Okay. Madam Chairman, does that need to be part of the decision on record?
Yes, that's what we're saying, is that okay. It will be included in the decision of record, but it is not a part of the motion.
Okay.
Okay.
We can make it a part of the motion.
Should be.
It's
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's recorded now as to go in as, okay, as part of the decision of record. Okay. Okay, so all of those of you who are in favor of the motion with the decision of record statement.
Sean, you got a comment?
Have we had a second?
No.
Oh, I thought we did.
And
okay.
Also, it was changed from 322 to 318, and I don't know if you made that. Because you said as presented.
Okay.
Is there a second? Excuse me.
I'll second it.
Okay. Now we're ready for the motion. All those in favor of the motion as presented, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Okay. Motion carried. Okay. Let's move on to the next section, and that is the concept section.
Madam Chairman, uh-huh. Castle Rock did not appear for their pre-concept hearing,
okay.
Therefore we will not hear that tonight.
Okay. So the first project under consideration is Appleseed Christian Academy. Do we have representatives here for that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you would come forward, please.
Madam Chairman, would you like me to show you a little bit about that first?
Okay.
Okay, this is up on the Triassons property in the area of Walkington. We've had several through for things on that area. Everybody's familiar with it. Mm-hmm. This is a particular building that she's talking about here, making a Christian academy in, blowing it up a little bit. You see the general size of it. There may be a question of parking on it and road right-of-way on it. She has provided us with some pictures of the inside of the building and the outside, one side showing some parking to that side, the front of the structure, and that was it. And I can go back to any of those if you would like for me to.
Okay. I'm having trouble finding it. Here it is. Okay. And you are?
Robin McGinnis.
Current use of the building now is?
It's Trisense Construction. I guess their sales office is what they use it for.
And the nature of the academy is, you know, some indication of you know, what the academy is all about, you know, and the population that would be involved with the project.
It's about 25 to 30 students. It's preschool through sixth grade.
How much square footage is in this building?
I believe it's about 3,300 square feet.
One level?
Yes.
What was your answer to square footage?
I think it's about 3,300 square feet.
Would you only be utilizing the building, or I noticed the map that we got shows all of that to the left also.
I don't need that. I just need a building.
Just that building.
Just that one spot, yes.
Didn't we approve Mr. Creighton on a storage unit? There? Oh, okay, that was the deal with it. Because
with that road easement.
There is a question on a road easement still going down in this area. This would have to be taken care of prior to any permit being issued on it.
But wasn't that what the other approval was, too?
Pardon me?
Yeah.
Right, which would be the same thing with this one.
Because that's part of that road's private property, isn't it? Where would that work? Was Mr. Creighton going to build his storage units to the left there where the other building's at?
You know anything about that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that where he was
going to
do his? Because I thought he was going to utilize this building up here right now as his
office.
And then build his.
Are you talking right there, Carl?
He's going to put storage lots in there and then utilize where he's at now with his construction office for
down below the office there where he's going to build some in this area?
Yeah. Yeah, we have another project.
We did hear that.
We have another project that is not Mr. Creighton that involves the rest of this land talking about developing a housing project. He's put that on hold for trying to resolve the issue of the road easement in there.
Okay. Well, I guess my question was, if I recall, he was wanting to use his office now as the storage office and then have a gated storage back here to the left where it's all open where the buildings are now. So can we concept when we've already given him
approval
to use that building now as his storage office, and now she's coming to us with the want to use it as a another use.
Well, I think we could change the usage if they come to us, just like we just did with the car lot.
Okay. I didn't know if he's still in.
But I don't know what you're aware of what's going on there. Are you aware of what's?
That's what I was wondering if you knew.
I'm guessing before we go and approve this, we need to hear from him and see if he's still going to use this for what he approved.
About a month ago, talking with him, he had decided not to do the storage units. And I've forgotten that.
Okay.
Because, that might make a difference, especially since this is a school with pre-K through 6. And, again, U-Hauls, trucks, whatever going through there. I mean, that might make a difference on how we look at that compared to if it was just vacant.
And with the different projects that we've looked at going back in
there. It sounds like several.
Well, we have over the years. Eventually something's going to happen up in there. And it seems like we always express the concern about the turn off of 76 onto Walkington.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a real short turn in terms of traffic and stuff. So that's a concern, that would be the only entrance.
How could that be fixed? Is there any way to fix that? Somebody
else.
Yeah. Okay, is there any way we can fix that?
It's only maintained by the state. There are ways to fix it. You just don't think it costs money.
Of course.
Yeah.
So do we need something from Mr. Creighton saying that he's vacating his what we approved him on?
I would like to see that. That would help.
Before we hear her story next week and vote on it?
That and also if we can.
Or next month. Sorry, not next week. But she's
Right.
Well, it could be approved.
Yeah. I mean, before anything can be done.
Right. Just you need to be aware of that there's that issue with the road.
There's actually three different groups that are working on the easement issue that I know of. I just talked to Michael Matthews that works with Steve Creighton just this afternoon, and he's. Hopefully, we'll have something by Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay. So we might have a lot more next month. Then.
So it's valuable information in regards to a public hearing.
Right.
Okay. But I'm not hearing you all say that we should deny this at this point. Or postpone it a month. You're not saying that.
No.
You're saying
just want to make sure she knows.
Documentation and
something from Mr. Creed saying that he's going to vacate his project that we approved him on a couple months ago, because that building there was going to be used as his main office for the storage lot back here that we approved him on pending the road easement. So there's already a decision there that we've approved.
A permit been issued?
No permits have been
issued. Okay. So we'll probably need something from him, I would assume, right? Stating that he's vacating.
It would be nice to know that they're not going to do storage units.
Yeah.
Or if they are, either way,
that's
it'd be
just
nice
what he told
know.
Me. I guess what we're saying, anything in writing.
Yeah, if we have the public hearing and then come to the decision and vote, and we approve, and then he comes back and says,
"Wait a minute,
I'm going to put storage units back here now."
Okay.
And then we've got to go back through this again.
So can I have him fax you something tomorrow? Some kind of
you can
something.
Just bring it.
We need something before next meeting.
Dan won't know where to find it.
I'll have him do it this week. I'll track him down. You'll have it this week.
We're also not.
I'll fax it to you, Benita.
Okay.
Go
fax it.
We're also not 100% sure that he filed the decision of record on the storage building. Not certain. He may have, but we don't recall that he did. So that may tell us it's a dead issue if he hadn't.
It would be nice to hear from him that he's not going to do those. With it being a school, little kids, that might make a difference on at least how I look at it.
Are you concerned about outdoor play area or recreation area?
One of the pictures on the side, there's a pavilion kind of thing built off to this. Right there.
Okay.
What we plan on doing is from the corner of the building over to the rock wall, installing a fence, and then using the playground foam mats, approved for playground use, and covering that area for the playground. So that way they will be fenced in. There's a rock wall that goes all the way around the building, so I won't have any escapees.
Ma'am, would you be talking about the front corner of that building or the back corner?
The front corner.
Okay.
From the front edge over.
One thing we may be concerned there is that decreases your parking even more.
How many spots do I need with three classrooms?
We'll have to sit down and figure that out. We'll have those values for you before the public hearing on it. But when we were looking at it, we were looking at some parking on that side. So this will decrease it. And we were already running fairly close. So this may be something, like I say, not this week, but next week, maybe need to come back in. We may need to discuss a little bit to work it out for you for the public hearing.
And parking would largely be staff parking, I would assume.
Because
I imagine this is a drop-off.
But there are code requirements for this type of operation. Has minimum number of parking places per student,
classroom.
Per size, that has to be met. So
plus your fire exits.
So the consensus is approval of the concept, but quite a bit of detailed information that you need to be responsible for. With the help of the staff, they'll help you through that, hopefully.
Do you have to have any licensing or
I'm health department exempt because I do not serve lunch.
Okay. State licensing? Or
no, because it's a Christian school.
Okay.
I thought there was something that they had to get.
They're working preschool, and preschool meaning four.
Four-year-old kindergarten through sixth grade.
Through sixth grade, which could be 11.
About 11 is the oldest.
Okay. And no state licensing at all.
No.
Because it's a school, not a daycare.
Right.
Okay. And then they'll tell you about other issues. You may have fire code issues.
I talked with Jim Single, the fire guy, whatever you call him. He's going on vacation. He was supposed to call Eddie Coxie Friday and visit with him about our discussion and what he's told me to do as far as egress lighting and exits and things like that.
So you're on your way.
I've got that started. So.
Okay. But check with Bonita in terms of mailing and public notice and that kind of thing. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, then let's move on. Concept number two. Northview Heights subdivision. Do we have the Holbrooks here?
Hey, Madam Chairman, if I may go through a few slides on this first. This is on Wabash off of Bee Creek Highway. I think everybody's fairly familiar with that area. We've had a couple of items right behind it recently. What we have now presently is a single lot with two habitable structures on it. Presently, or just recently, they were on septic. One house, as my understanding, is now connected to septic. The other house is going to be connected to septic.
Do you mean
sewer, to the Bee Creek sewer. to the Bee Creek sewer project. If both houses were connected to the sewer, they would meet the minimum requirements for a lot split and size, but that would be definitely one thing that before it could be approved, it would have to, the second house would have to hook to sewer. Everything else, we have not identified any. Oh, one other problem. This is a replat, and with a replat, you've got to have a 50-foot road easement. I believe the road to the north up here is 40-foot presently. So, and I'm sorry, you're Mr. Holbrook?
Yes. Okay. I had it resurveyed and had that 5-foot easement added to the plat.
Right.
And submitted it to Mr. Coxie.
We'd have to add 5-foot more easement to the road on the north side. In doing that, everything appears to meet minimum county standards for the split.
So, Mr. Holbrook, your intention, again, is to, this is now currently one lot.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're wanting to split lot 1A from 1B.
Check.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm not...
Let him know. building's not a resident, that's just a shop building.
Yeah, this lot one, we'll name it A and B, and his building sits on A, and it is a it's a metal manufactured building more for mechanical work or something of that nature, and there's no residence there. Now, he, since has passed away, and his widow lives in Texas, and she was up here the other day and indicated to us it was going to be much, very much of a hardship for her to sur that piece of property right now, and her son gave me a voucher that they would block it off and disconnect the any exit of sewage or any water or anything else that might exit from it for any purposes that I needed the voucher for. So right now, that's okay. that's the way it stands.
But your thinking is that the metal building is short-lived, and that you'd like to sell that as a residential lot? Is that what your rationale is?
I can't sell it, ma'am, really. He has bought the building. You see, this was in an estate, and I was to get the building, the original purchase. But the son decided that he wanted to keep the building. Now, this son is Larry, who has since deceased. He decided he wanted to keep the building, so he purchased this from me. So the only connection I have with him now is that we've got a lot that he has a building on and I have a building on, but I do not own his building.
So it really is a replat that you're
Yes, it is a replat.
Okay, and it's not for real estate purposes or anything, it's just...
No,
titling.
Nothing of that nature at all. I just, she is a widow woman, she's in Texas. I just like to get it going with our lives and get a, I'll have to make a new contract. I had to get it resurveyed. Of course, I would have had to do that anyway. But according to Mr. Coxey, to define this 5 foot right of way, I need to do that. So I went ahead and did that. So the only, and you see, the irony of this thing was that we were both on a septic tank to begin with, and really we weren't on a septic tank. So actually, the clause or the restriction that was put in there originally shouldn't have either even been in there to, and that was a restriction to keep it from dividing the lot when I purchased the property. So they actually, to begin with, they just wanted to sell me the house and lot. But when Larry said no and nothing done, he wasn't going to sign the contract, then the question came in there, well, we're going to have to draw up a contract, we're going to have to put a contingency in there that the sewer is not going to let us divide it right now. So since the sewer has been put in, so the only contingency right now is that I'm on sewer, and he's got a metal building up there on the lot.
Okay. Okay. I think we understand what that's
about.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Holbrook, is there a septic tank on lot 1A?
Not to my knowledge, sir. There was one on my part of it, but it's not there any longer. Now he says he had a septic tank on that other lot that, that building, that other building sits on, but I can't confirm that.
Okay.
I and my son have looked for the exit of his bathroom, and now there's no one lives in there. It's just a storage, and he's just using it for storage. But we looked on the outside of it all around and tried to find the exit to where it went to prove the fact that it wasn't going down to the other septic tank. And there's no, we did not find any pipes. We did not find any extra.
Has your septic tank been removed?
Yes, it has, sir.
The whole tank has been
Yes,
removed.
It has.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been, it's been taken care of, and of course.
Madam Chairman, I'll have to talk to Eddie some about that. But okay. He meet, other than the question of the septic, he meets all other requirements.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And again, you'll find out the procedure. I've notified. Okay.
So,
okay.
Well, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Lot. So, who owns all of lot one right now? The whole lot. You own the whole thing.
Sorry.
Okay.
Right
I'm
now.
A little confused.
Right now, sir. That's pretty hard to answer. I own B part of it. The A part of it, his building is on, and he's actually paid me for it, so he owns it.
So, when this is split, or if it would be split, he would own lot 1A. and you would own lot 1B.
Check.
And that's what
exactly.
you're trying to get done. But
exactly.
right now it's all showing up as one lot with
exactly.
two buildings on it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really
trying, okay.
a recorder issue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plat
okay.
issue.
And as far as the, when we, and this is just a question for you, Frank, if we add the, it's okay just taking 10 feet, I mean, if we need 10 more feet, we just get 5 from them? I just want to make sure that's what we're supposed to do.
You can
well, normally, but what about in the case?
You can only force him to give up half of it.
Half of what's needed?
Half of what's needed, yes, sir. So,
can I inject something here? I own.
See, need to come up and
address. Yes, I'm going to point out I own, if you need 5 more feet on the other side of the street, I own that whole section there across the street, and I can give up the 5 feet.
Okay. I was more concerned. I just want to make sure we did it the
yeah,
right way. I wasn't
that's
sure.
standard when it's put in or we have to expand.
When it's an expanded.
You can only require that owner to give half of it.
Okay.
You don't want to do it prematurely, though.
And who are you?
I'm a son.
Okay.
Yeah. Donald, and this is Donnie.
How brother.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank moving
you.
On.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Canopy tour. Okay. And you are?
I'm Matt Cook.
Okay, Matt Cook.
Hey, Madam Chairman, this is out in the Bee Creek area, just off of Highway 65. You got 33 acres. Canopy Tours is basically
zip lining
through the top of the trees. And this is the area
it's more
we're talking
fun than the
about.
Bottom.
You have a few residence behind the property, fronted by Highway 65. And he sent me a few pictures to cheer you up and show people enjoy it. I like the freckles. There was what they would be doing.
Uh-huh.
And there's another example of it. And there was a very good article on this in Proper Mechanics or Proper Science this last week.
Yeah, lesson. I have some more information that includes that article if I'm allowed to hand that out. I've
okay.
never done one of these,
indeed.
So I don't know how this works.
The article
will be in
there.
Go back, Dan, if you would,
sure.
to the map.
This one, ma'am?
So how far out
Thank
is
you.
This?
It's just north of Bonnybrook.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's quite a ways out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right on Highway 65.
Well,
yeah.
This is Bear Creek where the horseback rides are.
Mm-hmm.
Rosendale and Bear Creek, and then so it's just before you get to the horseback area.
Yeah, hardwood.
I get your only entrance on and off would be on from North
65. Yeah, MoDOT's granted access to that property. There's a letter in our file confirming that.
I believe this one shows there is access there. I guess it's legit.
Is that pretty rugged?
Yeah, it's pretty rugged. The whole part of the point of a camping tour is to do it in rugged. I mean, you do it on the tops of the trees. And if you can't find trees that work for it, then you build poles and put platforms on the poles.
So trees are much better.
Trees are, that's better for the experience, yeah.
Okay.
Keep it as natural as possible.
Don't have a graveyard?
I don't believe so. I haven't seen a graveyard there, but I know it's.
I thought there was a graveyard there.
Oh, no, it's on up. It's,
yeah.
You go up the hill,
okay.
And it's over on the, yeah. Do you remember when we saw that, or listened to that proposal for all those condo units?
Yeah.
So that's that same, that's part of that, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And, of course, you will bring us a map of land use specific. So, like, if you talk about a gift shop. And
yeah, there's one included in that information.
Parking and
yeah, there's one in that information on page 4.
Okay.
Rough diagram, flat, gift shop. There's a gift shop and a pole barn. Pole barn's for the equipment when it's not in use.
You're looking at multiple zip lines zigzagging across the property?
Yeah, it's all of one tour, but there'll be multiple zip lines. Altogether, it's about 4,500 to 5,000 feet of line.
How many... I guess you'll help him, Dan, with what he'll need as far as how many parking spaces for the type of capacity he's looking or what he would be max.
Yes, sir.
I'd be curious to know what your maximum would be at one time you would carry on that.
12 on a tour, possibly if you're really busy, 2 tours an hour. So 24 people would be the customers, and it takes 2 hours. So.
Yeah, it may have some interpretation there. I'm not sure our code book addresses canopy tours.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, 3 weeks ago with my kids in Mexico, I did it. So it was fun. I mean, yeah. I did it. Just did it. So I'm still here.
They're a lot of fun.
They are. It was fun.
What does it cost?
$7,500, somewhere in there. Depends on where you do it.
5,000 feet?
For the tour, yeah. For the entire tour, yeah. Takes about 2 hours.
If you get stuck out here, it costs more.
Okay.
Even though it's safe, it's still considered high risk.
I don't know.
Insurance company. So that's where they go.
Well, it sounds like an interesting new addition to the Branson mix.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun for everybody.
Okay. And you are straight on with... Yeah.
Yeah. Operation year-round or...
Probably March through December.
Landed a snowbank at some place.
There you go.
8 to 8, roughly. Maybe 10. Some places have special nights where they have night tours.
That's something we would need to know if you would be interested in doing with some residences out there.
Yeah. All right.
As far as your request.
All right.
And are you going to have significant lighting out there?
I'm not sure. Some night tours do it with lighting. Some do it in the dark. So I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's next time around. I want to know that.
Okay. Let's move on then.
Thanks.
Big
Thank
Cedar.
You.
Thank you.
Big Cedar Bowling Center. Okay.
Madam Chairman, Big Cedar provided us with slides on this, so I'm going to let him present it all, and if you will just let me know when you're ready for the next slide, sir.
Be happy to.
Okay.
My name is Tom Jowett. I'm an architect with Vass Pro Shops. It's an honor and a privilege, and I'm quite excited to present this to you this evening as a concept. We've learned through our guests, both the Big Cedar customer and the Blue Green customer, that they would like nightly activities on property and more extended activities rather than the hunting and the fishing and other activities that we currently provide. We're currently in the process of building a bowling alley in Des Moines, Iowa, which is an Altoona store, and have become very excited about that. So what we're proposing happen with your guidance as a concept, that the current stables that are on Big Cedar property be converted to a bowling facility. It's possible that this is just simply a redesignation of that property. The property is already in use for resort activities. So I think in discussing this with Eddie and Benita, whether we proceed with concepts is up to you as a commission. We could just, as we've done with some of the other properties, it falls within the zoning that's there currently. So we did want to be fair with the commission and express this as an opportunity for you to consider. Next slide. Property itself has a horse barn currently, a fenced area. Each of that would be removed. We're only occupying the space that's currently been degraded by the horses. In other words, the trees have been removed and the grass removed. We're not impacting any additional land area. That represents 3.78 acres. Next. The horses would be relocated to Highway 86, the yellow square that's located. The existing is in red. Where the word RIM is called Track 22, and that would be the access. The property between Track 22 and the yellow area is also owned by Bass Pro Shops, and there would be a trail system between the two properties. It's currently a pasture area and is zoned agricultural and would conform to that current use. Next.
Sir, you do have a laser pointer on the podium there if you'd like to use it.
How exciting.
We're fancy here.
First class county.
Are there rules on where I can point? Okay, so the 3.78 acres as defined by the current stables is this area. We intend to revegetate the remaining space not occupied by the bowling alley, which is 16,000 square feet. On a single level, we're providing parking for primarily blue-green customers, which are the timeshare people, and then also believe that there would be outside activity to a minor degree. Yes, sir.
Is that relatively level right now?
There's about a little over 8%. I think it's 10% slope currently. And it would drain to, thank you for the question, drain to a stormwater retention area, which is along, this is a state drive currently. This is the existing service drive, so we're not constructing any roads.
That's an existing storm drainage area?
It is currently, yes.
Okay.
It would need to be reconfigured because of the commodities presented by the, or provided by the horses that were currently there. So
we'll be removing that.
So, anyway, shuttle service will be provided throughout the Big Cedar property to this facility as is currently done. We'll be meeting all city and state codes. The building will be under fire protection, and landscaping will be done by Big Cedar as it's currently executed. Next. The plan of the facility, there's a private dining room for parties and guests and activities. This allows six lanes of the facility to occupy one entire group area. There's a general dining area, which will be snack-type foods, average prices, but not higher-end foods, and another six lanes, then a central bar, receiving check-in for shoes, a bit small billiard area, the required restrooms, and the service kitchen, screened-in trash area, and then the service area for the bowling in the back. Next. And facade will be similar to Big Cedar character, using the existing stone that's on the property, the lap cedar siding, green shingles, a little bit of rusted tin with some painting on that. It's meant to be a very fun facility. Next.
Sir, I have one question for you. Do you have any idea what the projected height of the structure is?
Projected height from the ridge to the ground is 28 foot,
okay,
six and a quarter inches, I think, similar to that. That's what's in Altoona. The other two elevations, you can see the screened-in area for the trash here and proper ventilation and screening for that. Rooftop units are screened. These are the units here, and that's the screening device. Next. And then utilities, we're connecting to our existing wastewater treatment plant with a small lift station. Electrical is being serviced by an existing transformer location. Water line exists here. Electrical transmission exists here underground. Phone is overhead. And that covers the utilities. Next. So what is it going to look like? And I'll do these very briefly because I know we're in concepts, but it's a very themed environment called Uncle Buck's Fishbowl, so we're bowling in an underwater type scene. Next. The lanes themselves, rather than the birch type lanes, the pins are actually here. You bowl from a dock position, and then the graphics are throughout that, and then this is illuminated with a black light system called cosmic bowling at different times. The ball returns or sharks next, and there's the actual example with the ball sitting here next.
Don't get in a hurry to grab the ball.
Yeah, and then alligators or the other, we're doing two different themes on that. Next. And then the balls themselves we've designed. We've got an alligator ball, a bass ball, a bobber, so you've got the red and yellow, or red and white, sorry, a Bass Pro, obviously, Nemo for the kids, an eel. Next, you can go through these pretty quick. You can kind of get the picture. It's going to be fun. And for the heavy bowlers, we've got to have the NASCAR balls. So. And then the billiard area, we're partnering with the Black Widow, which is Jeanette Lee. She's the number one female pool player next in the world. And there'll be two tables, and it'll be really a very nice room. The rest of the space is intended to be fun, but the billiards is a pretty serious space, highly finished. Next. And that's progress in Altoona, Iowa, which is Des Moines. This is that's part of the dining area. The kitchen is to the left. You're looking through to the aquarium, which is the center of the bar. Next. And that's coming in the front door. The check-in counter is a large boat in the bar area, then the bowling on both sides. With there's monitors up here for your scoring, and not into trash, but anyway, there's the private dining room is here, and the general dining is to the left. So,
okay. Madam Chairman, if I could speak a minute, uh-huh. It's my understanding, talking to Eddie, that this entire project is within the confines of Big Cedar. You know, we don't have the original Division 3 for the property. He is looking at possibly, with your permission, that this could proceed as is under Division 2. You know, the drainage, the parking, everything there is normally locked in and taken under the Division 2. But we would need your approval to do that, or it's your choice to continue.
Yeah, I don't see why we should take it through Division 3 and go through all of the...
Okay, I think you need to make a motion.
I do have a question, though, and I agree with you, but... You're moving the stables from one point to another.
Yes, sir.
And even though that's agriculture, you're going to have customers down there. I mean, there's going to be some commercial activity going on there.
Our intention still, if we can go back to that slide, if
so, that's
if
actually
can
one
find.
More question than this is, yeah. if the stables were agriculture before, mm-hmm. then this is definitely a change.
Well,
to commercial.
The current property where the stables are now, that was originally, and it is in fact agricultural to the north, but it's right now.
Part
there's
of that.
190 acres and the sewer plant and the service building that were all reclassified for
okay.
resort use. So
I think my question is actually about the stable
sure.
move.
Yeah, and the intent, if we can go to the yellow and the red slide.
Because are we also approving the stable move?
No.
Because
no, we're not asking for that. Now, what we're intending to do is, depending on your direction here this evening, we would like to issue building drawings for bidding. If they're favorable, then we would come back to you for the stable relocation if necessary. But our current plan, which we'll review with Eddie and staff, is that the trail will proceed through here. Sign up will still happen at Big Cedar, and there would be no customer parking or access here to the
okay.
general public. Everything will come through Big Cedar.
So as those horses move
right.
and the operation moves, if you move forward, you understand you'll have to come back.
Very much so.
And that may or may not be approved.
I understand.
Right. Okay. I just yeah. that's
and
the one thing I
which
I had more
would
question
have
about
find,
that than I did the other.
Yeah, we would have to find a different home for the horses then.
Okay.
Our feeling is if and this is actually to scale, if you look at the areas, the soil's been depleted certainly by the concentration of horses, and there's enough land area here that it should remain green based on the number
right.
of horses we
have.
So we're trying to
I don't
be a
doubt
good
that.
Neighbor
I just want to make
process.
Sure that we were
but do understand your point and agree.
Okay.
Certainly.
Okay, would entertain a motion that the Big Cedar Bowling Center go through as a Division 2?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, second? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. Is it open to the public and members of the Taney County Planning and Zoning Commission?
As a Big Cedar, other than the marina.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Looks quite fine. Okay, there are two additional concepts. Epps Trash Service.
Yes, ma'am. Let me find this here. Okay, again, last week we gave you a little overview of it. I did not have a lot more. Again, it's out on Keithley and Bay Road. Almost to 176 Highway. This is the property. It's 13 acres, isn't it? 13.27 acres. This is the area that they would have the trash service barn up in this area. There is one neighbor in the proximity, as you recall. A little bit more blow up of it. Again, this is the general service area they'll be talking about. This house, we're estimating with graphical measurements be about 180 feet from the service area, and that is all I have on it.
Okay, and does this come in as a special use?
You keep doing that to me.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead and I will.
Okay, but that's an interesting question.
It's not. Okay, Bobby just says it's not.
Okay, and the current zoning on the property now is?
It's commercial. It was new work construction.
Right, okay.
Equipment.
Okay, so it really just is a use change that
change
you're looking
use.
At.
Yes, ma'am.
And again, observation is that there is not close residential.
No, ma'am.
Except for the one property.
Yeah, the house in question, the top part, I talked to him, and the top part is a rental from, I believe, a Mr. Mueller that lives on the... this next ridge over here, he rents the top part of this out, and then in the bottom of that house is a commercial bakery.
Okay. And we talked again about numbers of trucks and inside storage of those vehicles.
That's correct. Yeah, because I think Mr. Looper has approximately for outside storage, he's got a permit for 10. And we, you know, most of our equipment is going to stay inside, and it's going to be housed inside the building. That's kind of the reason why we wanted that large of a building. But, I mean, as things grow, we would like the opportunity to still just park a truck outside if we had to.
But you were also then talking about using the containers, the...
That all would be stored in, right beside the shop building is a canopy right here, like they used to store an RV in. All of our, like, commercial carts that are for, like, residential area, the 90 gallons, they would all be stored in that little building right there, and then in some of our other commercial dumpsters. So most majority of our stuff will be housed inside the building. There may be times that we have to set a container outside or something like that, but if anything is stored, it wouldn't be stored out in the parking lot. From the road, this road right here, you can't see anything back in the corner here, and this, all this stuff that's there now, that's been dozed out, and that's a big lot back there. Okay. So it would be blocked in the view.
And the driveway is big enough?
This driveway right here, Mr. Looper put in a 30-foot wide driveway, and that's all concrete, rebar, and curbs.
And from the street to the house is, what, 248 feet or so? And then from the shop to the property line, to the neighbor property line, is 148 feet.
Okay.
So there's...
And one of you is planning to live in the house?
That would be me.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
There is no plans for new construction on this?
No, sir.
Only thing I'd like to, and maybe some folks during the public hearing would like to hear, is what would be the maximum number of trucks you would want? You know, kind of how we had a maximum on the...
Okay.
On the out. I mean, I think that would be something we would want to put a maximum number on.
Mm-hmm. Well, in talking with Eddie and Benita, you know, 3-4 days ago, whatever it was, and Eddie seemed to think possibly, he said, hey, it's already zoned for trucks.
Right.
It's already, you know, the trucks will be inside. Right now there's three trucks. We can house six in there, in that building. So it's big, it's 5,000 feet.
That's a good size.
And so Eddie was saying, you know, depending on what your guys' feelings are about it, since it's already zoned commercial, and correct me if I'm wrong, Benita, but he said, if it's at your discretion, if you think it's okay, I mean, why go to that conceptual hearing since it's already zoned for commercial? And Mr. Looper already had, you know,
there are a couple changes. I agree, but there are a couple changes that I'd like to see made that I'm not sure were required the first time. And the main one we have already talked about is the privacy fence requirement on the south side.
Do you have the pictures up there?
Okay.
If you flip over there to the you can see a fence line made of cedar trees. That's what's presently there right now. And that's the different pictures of the tree line. That is exactly what is there. There's a couple spots in there where it's kind of thin, but somebody's been spraying brush cleaner in there and has killed the smaller cedar. I mean, I have no qualms of putting a fence up there, but I would hate to put a fence up on that because that's going to catch all the stuff for the neighbors in behind those trees. So, I mean, if they would want more trees planted in there, I would be...
Well, you can also do... I mean, in lieu of a fence, we've done landscape buffering before. I just didn't know if there was enough room, but this looks pretty wide.
Yeah,
is it probably 25 feet?
Yeah, it's pretty wide space through there.
I mean, it's hard to tell on that, but when you see this, it looks wider than what it looked there.
Yeah, that especially then, I think, is it the next to the last one there, or is it the...
I think
so. It's the last one. You can see how wide it is through there.
It's just me, but I mean, I would be okay with a 25-foot wide buffer, which it looks like it's already there.
Yes,
beef it up a little bit.
Yeah. I had no qualms with that, and I think it would hold down any of the trees, absorb the noise more. But I was afraid if we put a fence through there, we would catch a lot of debris.
I didn't think there was enough room, but now seeing this, there's it looks like there's room to have a buffer.
Can you go back to the general area?
Bigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty good size. But they're
This is Highway 176,
then
back on Day Road.
And there is not residential development out there.
There
at
is
all.
Not a lot. There is a bed and breakfast down the road a little where.
I believe the bed and breakfast is probably somewhere in the vicinity of right in here.
So they
get
there.
A few houses down in this direction. Also, Mr. Blancett with the distillery is right along that area.
Get their brandy at night and their bakery in the morning and throw the trash away.
And then haul it off on the trash.
It's a three-stop operation.
It's not a bad
deal. where we're currently located is on Highway 165. And right now, I know there were some issues brought up about odor, but we've been there approximately 30 years, and I've bought my parents' house and business out. We're kind of wanting to relocate because my parents want their house back. So, but our current neighbors is Caulfield Country Crossroads, the Shanghai Theater, Doctor's Restaurant, Branson Mall, and Settle In. And we've not had any problems with any odors or noise in that area. And a cemetery.
The question is, do they need to go through the process? There which we felt last week, because we were concerned to think about the residential neighbor.
The only...
For going through with the concept and going through the Division III process.
Well, our normal sphere of influence is 600 foot circumference. Are there neighbors within 600 feet other than this one you're talking about?
It's all pasture land around it.
Uh-huh. That's part of my question.
There's cows.
You
know. What about his?
My horses.
So is there anyone to notify?
Yes, there is.
One house.
Yes, sir.
The house and bakery.
Right, and you've had discussions with them?
I talked to the loopers, and the Mr. Mueller was out there that day, and he was killing bugs, and he didn't really want to speak much.
Sorry,
so.
Must still be there.
Is there anybody lives there in that residence, or is that a residence?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It actually
I was just looking. It was 500. Is that 507 feet?
It would actually be any landowner that is within 600 foot of any part of his property.
Right, so all the way
so
back.
It'd even be 600 foot off the back end of it would also be. And Ms. Marla looks like has come up with 3, 6, 9, 10 people that would have to be notified on it. Madam Chairman, the only problem I have, if you put any stipulations on it, means how they are not constructing any new types of building, a Division II permit would not be required. And if a Division II permit's not required, then basically you're approving it from a construction site to his present use, and that's pretty much the way it stands. What would hold would be the restrictions that was applied to the original construction site. Did I clarify that enough? I mean, but there would be no permit issued on this or a decisional record.
So what are your thoughts, gentlemen?
I'm okay with administratively handling it through the office.
Staff, I don't believe has any problems with that.
Yeah,
other
have
to,
because
know
because
that
nothing would change.
There would
okay,
be no
do we want to make a motion to that effect that
I don't.
This project be handled administratively.
Make motion that Epps Trash Service relocation to this particular parcel be approved administratively with the conditions being the same as when they were for Mr. Looper's equipment shop or service, whatever it was.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, question. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Good.
All right, thank you guys. Okay. It's nice to have a house. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're kind of homeless right now.
I figured there was timing involved with this. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Let's move to Villa GIS.
Okay.
He's not it, Fisher.
Good evening.
Hello.
Just a second here. Let me find.
And you are Mr.
I know
Fisher?
You're here somewhere.
No, I'm the representative. I'm the contractor that's going to be erecting the new building. Okay. Mr. Fisher is currently traveling for business.
Okay. And your name, please?
My name is Mike Giese.
Okay.
Give me just a half a second. That didn't pop like I was supposed to. Come on.
I tend to be somewhat of a magnet when it comes to computers, so.
About to get there.
There you go.
All right, now we got it. Okay, Madam Chairman, this is down on 76 Highway. This is Sterling right here, isn't it? Isn't this where our little party was held the other night? But the GIS business on the north side. side of the road there. Blow it up a little bit. They presently have the office and business in a single building, close proximity to 76 Highway. They have a total of 1.9 acres oblong. This is more or less their concept. What they want to do is they want to continue to keep the present building that they have, add more parking to the rear of it, and construct approximately, I believe it's 100 by 100.
That's correct, yes.
On it's the 100, backside of it.
100 foot by 100 foot.
And I'm going to let him explain a little bit more, but in talking to Eddie today on the telephone, he informed me that there is not an original Division 3 on this property with restrictions of, as to how many buildings can be built, et cetera, on it. Again, this may be the case of, you know, whether you want to go forward with it or whether you want to let us do it administratively. This would also be a case where there is a Division 2 would be required, which would take care of the fire requirements, the parking requirements, okay. This type of situation.
Current use of the building?
The current use of the building right now is going to be the same as it would be when we construct the new building. We're just expanding. They're doing basically data entry. They do a GIS program. They do a lot of work for Oklahoma Natural Gas, and they employ approximately 50 people at the most. And it's all data entry. It's all during the day. There's no swing shift, night shift, anything like that that goes on there. There is a flex schedule. People come in anywhere from 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning usually, and they're usually out of there by 4:35, 5:30 at night. The business has currently been in use right now for the last 2.5 years. And prior to that, the Hagees owned it. You know, Art and Irma had their sewing machine shop in there, and Jamie had his studio right there. And I think when I was talking to Mr. Coxey here a few weeks ago about this, he kind of did one of these numbers as people drive by kind of thing, because it doesn't, you know, it wasn't a high impact thing. But now that we're wanting to expand and put everybody in one building, you know, it's my concern and village's concern also to meet or exceed all county standards as far as septic, parking, fire, and all that.
Okay. And so would you get rid of the front building?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. We'd like to keep that front building, and what he would like to do is a lot of his employees are younger, newlywed married couples, that kind of stuff, that are starting to have families and that kind of stuff, and they're wanting to, the employees are wanting to put together a... So, like a nursery, daycare, yeah, like a daycare kind of a thing. It would be private to the village's people. It wouldn't be public. So there wouldn't be any additional parking required as far as a daycare center, that kind of a stuff, that kind of a thing, because the employees would already be parked in the back.
For my general knowledge, you're using a term here now, V-I-L-L-A-G-I-S, and you're pronouncing it...
I pronounce it, I'm kind of running it all together. It's called Villages. They pronounce it. It is actually correct. The way you're saying it is Villa GIS. He is a GIS business.
Okay.
So it's a global information systems business, and they produce mapping for utilities like Oklahoma Natural Gas or county type stuff. Okay. They work in several of the counties here in the state and also all of the state of Oklahoma. And they're in the process of producing yet another program that they're getting ready to put out in the market here pretty quick, too. So,
again, Dan, would you go back?
Yes, ma'am.
And let's see what the neighbors...
Okay. That gives you a broad view of it. And then I can come back here. There's your immediate...
Currently, those two pieces of property right there are rental properties, so it's they've got people in and out of there. They change residence about every 6 or 8 months, it seems like. The piece of property next to them, this big piece of property here, is owned by the river. I think it's under...
White River Valley Community Church.
Correct. Thank you. Mm-hmm. The river actually owns that piece of property and eventually going to put a new building in there. This house here is currently not there. It's nothing more than a foundation. That house burnt down here about not quite 2 years ago. And that particular piece of property there, I own.
Okay.
So
I don't necessarily have an issue with the building.
You like the job.
If it pleases the commission.
The only thing that, I mean, it makes sense what all they're doing here, but in the past, whenever they've added a building, we have seen it, and we've heard it, and I'd like to stay consistent with that. Plus, there are some things that we've required of commercial buildings around residential, even if the person next door owns it, like some type of screening, which we just talked about in the other, whether it's a fence or whether it's... Because you do have residential on both sides of you.
Yeah, the trees right down on this side between myself and the property right there, there is somewhat of a tree zone. It's not thick by any stretch, but there is somewhat of a buffer there.
And what we generally look for, correct me if I'm wrong, is a landscape buffer that varies anywhere from 20 feet, depending upon... So, I mean, we had some that were 50, but those were pretty high-end stuff, not, you know, high density.
We asked for that. It wasn't
right.
Required.
Right. Usually it's around 20, right? If it's landscaping.
The buffer at this point, where that building sits right there in relation to these two pieces of property, this is highly wooded right back in here, and these pieces of property right here have put four-wheeler tracks and stuff back in there where they ride their four-wheelers.
Right.
So this is heavily wooded right here, and the proposed building is going to set back in here. So there's going to be quite a bit of buffer as it relates to these particular houses and the building.
And that would be obviously less expensive than putting up a fence.
Sure.
But those are generally the two that at least it seems like we look at.
And we're not opposed to putting up a fence either because we're going to kind of go down.
If you get away with the landscaping, that would be, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with that in that area.
Well, and... Quite honestly, we've already got, if you've driven by there and noticed it yet, but sitting right up front here next to the building, I've got a pile of 6-foot chain link product right there because I'm fixing to put a fence right down through there to keep the four-wheelers out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
So
and then go on the other side.
Yeah, so the fence is going up one way or the other.
Right, okay.
So.
And the property that's right above the State Highway 76 sign, is that the River Church?
Right there.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Currently right there, there's a bunch of storage containers, right. Connex, sea cans, I call them.
Yeah.
Currently sitting there.
Okay, the will of the commission, this goes through Division 3 and goes through public hearing. And
okay.
Yes, it does. Okay. See you next month.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that concludes, to the best of my knowledge, the concepts for this evening. Is there anything else, Dan, that we need to be aware of?
I have nothing else, my friend.
Okay, move to adjourn.
We have this for you.
So moved.
So move. We are adjourned.
You're a good man.
They didn't show up?
No longer.
I hate that the farmer's market guy didn't show up. I hate that.
Well, I didn't find there Saturday on the way out. And again, he's got a...